Business Hour with Oliver Boucheng on OFM.
So we're joined by Dr. Roy Jenkelson. He is the leader of the DA in the Free State. Our conversation centers on the water situation in Clarence. Now, we touched on it with the Clarence Business Chamber in one of our earlier chamber updates, and Dr. Jenkelson happened to be in Clarence last week. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Hour. How are you?
Thank you, Lebo. It is hopefully going to be a very good 2025, and I hope that your team at OFM can have a good year, and also all the OFM listeners in the Free State.
Wonderful. And speaking of the beautiful Eastern Free State, you were in that part of the province last week. Tell us, what did you see and observe in terms of the Clarence water situation? You can provide some context. The Lesotho Highlands Water Project is undergoing maintenance at the moment.
Yes, Lebo. I actually live in the Eastern Free State, which is because it's such a beautiful part of the country. And we are concerned about the water situation in the Diepkloof municipality, which Clarence, Bethlehem, Fourierberg, and various other towns like Rossendale and Polmore are also part of. But especially Clarence, because it is a tourist town, and this time of the year is a very busy season for the whole area in the Eastern Free State, but especially the village of Clarence, because of the numbers of tourists from various other provinces that visit the Free State. So we went to go and check up on the water situation, because the Lesotho Highland Water Scheme is closed for 6 months from October 2024 for renovations and upgrades. And we're concerned that Clarence, which gets its water upstream from the outlet and from the Saw Plaikie Dam at Bethlehem, might have water problems. And indeed, they do have some water restrictions in place. The National Department of Water and Sanitation did provide funds for additional boreholes, which have been dug, and they do have solar panels up and at the moment also generated to support the electricity supply during the times of clouds, which we've been having recently because of the rains. But there seems to be enough water because a little Caledon here is full. The problem that they had is with the pumping of the water. When we were there, the one pump wasn't working. There were electrical problems, which the municipality said they would repair the same day. And the capacity of the boreholes is not what it should be. So there's not enough water coming from the boreholes. So Clarence does have some water restrictions, water switched on and off, but it doesn't seem to have affected the tourism. Tourism is going on. The businesses are vibrant and supplying excellent services as usual, as are the guest houses as well. So it doesn't seem to have impacted negatively on our tourism, but we are monitoring it, and it is a concern for us, because even Bethlehem, which has a full Saw Plaikie Dam next to it, there's a huge amount of water here around Bethlehem, have also had water problems, and that's not because of the lack of water, like with Clarence Pumps, but it's been because of our management problems that we've seen systems shut down, water pipes bursting, and ongoing problems with the management of the water supply. It's not a water supply problem per se, but a water management problem in the municipality and across all municipalities in the Free State.
I mean, good news in terms of the fact that these water concerns or constraints are not impacting tourism. I also do know of a few people that went to Clarence over the course of this holiday period. What is your advice to residents in terms of how they can make the most of the water that they do have and to try and conserve what they can?
Well, I think it is important to note that South Africa and the Free State, we are a water-scarce country and a water-scarce province. So we need to use water sparingly and not waste water. But as I said, you know, there are places, Khalid Dam, Bethlehem and other places where we have an abundance of water. Even Parys, which has had serious water issues over the last week or so, where there is an abundance of water. But the issue is with the ability of municipalities to manage that water. So either they're not able to get reliable, safe water supplies into the taps of residents and businesses, or the water is being polluted by that same municipality because of the breakdown of their sewage systems and their ability to manage these. And it's not the lack of money. Huge amounts of money have come into the Free State municipalities from the national government, the Department of Water and Sanitation, to fix these problems. But in many instances, the money has been used for other purposes and been channeled away from the purpose for which it was actually allocated. And that's a serious problem for us. We did draft a comprehensive report early last year, which was submitted to the Human Rights Commission, and the Human Rights Commission also came and did public hearings in the Free State, and they did come out with a report a couple of months ago in which they indicated that, you know, there are serious water issues in the Free State, and this is actually a human rights issue. So even though the provincial department of COCTA said it, they don't believe that it affects human rights, the South African Human Rights Commissioner said it does in fact affect human rights, and they put certain measures, every municipality in the Free State, which they have to adhere to, with time frames, and we will be monitoring that to ensure that our municipalities comply with the recommendations of the South African Human Rights Commission. So we're hoping that this is going to impact positively on service delivery generally in the Free State, because the Free State has so much to offer our country, being the central province and having so many beautiful small towns and tourism potential and agri-processing potential. So we want to try and build the Free State to create jobs for our people in this province.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.